Know this, saith the Spirit of grace, this anointing, and this coming forth of my Spirit, the petition of my Spirit to yours to worship in spirit and in truth, is part of what I must perfect in my church for my coming back, saith the Spirit of grace. And just as many of you have loved praying in tongues, and many of you relish the Word of God and do everything in confession that you believe is necessary to win, know this, that this part of your life and the life of my church is what I am calling for in these last days, along with everything else that came up from the foundation. But I have placed this as a crescendo to my church, as the final gateway into my glory, saith the Spirit of grace. Do not sit on the sidelines and do not say, I have the Word, I have the Spirit. Both Word and Spirit agree, and they petition you, worship me, worship me, worship me. For I must come in the sounds of worship. I must come in the rain of heaven. If you desire an outpouring, I say unto you, it will not come without this anointing, saith the Spirit of grace. You must sit in my presence until you are saturated. You must sit in my presence until things that other avenues cannot perfect in you to totality, to fullness, to maturity. This is my Word. This is my Spirit. Worship me in fullness and watch my love in you grow in perfection, and the harvest will soon come after, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.